Yesterday, I told you all about the students who went and spoke at the Escambia County School Board meeting to protest the plan to put in place a student infraction item at a level 2 in the responsibilities and rights manual that would have basically said they cannot petition or use unapproved publications or protest, and just really stifling kind of language. They subsequently clarified that they still have First Amendment rights. They just can't disrupt the orderly process of school. But what I wondered was, why? Where did this all come from? Well, in my opinion, this stems from an incident involving the son and a friend of a good friend of mine who I know from Leadership Santa Rosa, Nancy Dollar, who I played clips of her last hour protesting at this meeting the inappropriate treatment of her son. I called her last night. I said, what's going on? And I spoke to her son and his friend, and they're on the line with me now. So we've got Ben Cherick III, a junior at Pensacola High School in the IB program, and Ryan Parnell. I did not ask in advance, but I think Ryan's also at PHS in the IB program. I think he's also a junior. If I'm wrong about that, correct me. But Ben and Ryan, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, perfect. Outstanding.
That's right.
All right, so Ben, since we don't have a lot of time and it's a kind of a complicated story, what happened between you and the student resource officer, a school resource officer, and Ryan in the parking lot last fall at PHS?
I definitely think Ryan can best attest to this because he was the one that was most affected.
Fair enough. Ryan, what happened?
So it really started when we pulled up to the parking lot 30 minutes before school started. It was pretty early. And we saw a resource officer's vehicle pulled up in the parking lot, which was new to us. We had never seen that before. And apparently she had been enforcing this new rule where you were not allowed to loiter in the parking lot before school. And so she comes around knocking on everybody's windows, telling them to go to school. And we were confused because this has never happened before. And so we start gathering our things. We got in my car. We stand behind it. And we start packing up and getting ready to go inside. And at that time, that's when she pulls up beside our car and asked me to empty my pockets. And she began to search me.
For why?
That's a great question, Andrew. She stated later that it was because she believed that I had put, like, a vape or something down the front of my pants. I had never vaped in my life. And so, like, after that, I was, like, in shock because that's the first time I've ever gotten, like, physical with a police officer. It was kind of scary, to be honest.
So you guys were at the school early because you had taken a friend to drop him off for doing a research project, and you were just there basically killing time before you had to go into school. The school was open, but you were sitting in the car, and the police officer, school resource officer, told you to go into the school, which you did, and in the process of that, you wound up getting frisked for allegedly having a vape, which you didn't have. That's just the beginning of this story, though, right? Because, Ryan, Ben, you didn't like what happened, and you wanted to take it up with the principal, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's not every day that you just see that happen to your friend. So immediately after, I go into the principal's office and I ask for a meeting because I don't know why, you know, my friend just got searched, why we got kicked out of the parking lot. So I go, and by third period, I'm speaking with the principal in her office.
And what happened in that meeting?
So what happened in that meeting was essentially me explaining, she explained to me that there is a rule in our student parking handbook, Article F, that made it to where no loitering, that's the exact words, was allowed in the parking lot before school. That immediately after you got to school, you had to go inside. So obviously I talked about how I didn't support this rule, and the principal told me that I didn't have the student consensus. I couldn't speak on behalf of the students of whether or not they wanted to get kicked out of their cars and forced inside the school.
Okay, so she didn't really care that much that one person was opposed to this rule. She wanted to know whether you were going to, you know, whether the whole student body was concerned about this. And so she told you to go get petitions to represent more people from the campus, right?
Exactly. And that is exactly what I did. Over the weekend, I wrote a petition. And I made several social media posts. And then by Monday, before school, I handed out these petitions, and we were able to get over 200 student signatures.
Wow. That's a lot in just a weekend. Okay. So you got signatures, you handed out petitions, you did what she asked you to do, and you presented them to her, gave them to her office, and then what happened?
Right. So I gave them to her, put them in her office, and I wrote an email. In that email, I very specifically stated, I would like some sort of response to the student body. Because, you know, this is 200 of us saying, we do not want this to happen. We deserve some response. So I was very clear in my email, I want a response to the school. We deserve a response. All I was asking was to be acknowledged.
And what response did you get?
I got no response. No response. I submitted the petition on Tuesday, and I didn't get any response until Thursday. Thursday, in third period, in the middle of class, my IB coordinator opens the door and asks me to step outside. Of course, I do, because I'm in school. And upon doing so, I'm escorted up the stairs through the IB office to the back of the room through two closed doors in a room with two police officers, one of which had searched my friend, and the IB coordinator. And on that table, in that room, was an annotated copy of my petition, the student signatures, and a copy of the 2021 Rights and Responsibilities Handbook.
So, okay, so you were brought into a room with the SROs and your IB coordinator, and then confronted with what? Criticism of the petition you wrote. Were your parents informed that you were going to be consulted by the police or by the administration in any way?
My parents were not informed before, during, or after about this meeting. And I have a feeling that if they were informed, they would have said no. I would have said no to a meeting like that because I didn't want that. At no point was I saying, please put me in a room with two police officers and the IB coordinator about a policy in my email to the principal who was not there at the meeting.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, hey, hang on for me for just a second, Ben, because I want to finish up this story because I just find it absolutely fascinating and horrifying a little bit. Kind of getting the background story for why this proposed rule change for the Rights and Responsibilities Manual that would have sought to limit First Amendment activities within the school, where it kind of came from. This is the incident. Okay, so, Ben, you were telling me you were in this room and you were talking with the two SROs and your IB coordinator, and they were they responding to your petition? Were they giving you an explanation of the policy? What happened?
It was not a debate. I walked in there and they went through line by line and told me everything that I did wrong. They told me the acronyms I got wrong. They told me about how some of their policies were working, how they had reasons to remove us from the parking lot, how about the drug searches that we... Because we, in our school, there are a lot of random drug searches. And in my petition, I stated that, you know, these drug searches interrupt our class time for no, like, clear reason. And I speak about, they're just speaking to me about how everything that I've written is wrong in that petition.
So they were critiquing the petition.
Period of, like, 45. Right.
Okay, so we're always short on time in radio, but what was the end result of all this? Nothing got done about the petition, but also, I mean, you know, it seems to me like you went through exactly the process you were asked to go through, and then the result of that, and you found out about this policy proposal change at the school board. I mean, did you guys feel like you couldn't interact with the administration? What was the reaction from you guys?
Definitely, it scared a lot of us because at this point, you know, the last person who went and spoke up about something got put into a room and was forced to speak to police. So it has contributed to this attitude of apathy in the student body. Nobody wants to have that happen to them because, you know, it could happen to anybody at any point and the school won't even acknowledge it. So because of that, there's a lack of trust in between the administration and our school. And as a result of that, this is why we were so vocal as a student body in trying to remove the fangs, essentially, of the Rights and Responsibilities Handbook. Because of this level 2 infraction that they were going to add, all of the actions that I had taken, I could have been, you know, forced into mental health services in accordance with the Rights and Responsibilities Handbook. That's why we were so vocal about getting that undone.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's the background or the rest of the story. Holy smokes. All right. Well, Ben and Ryan, first of all, I just want to tell you guys, man, I really admire what you tried to do at the school board and that you did it so effectively. You know, certainly having high schoolers like you guys who are sharp, capable, eloquent, succinct, I mean, it's fantastic. It's very encouraging, frankly. What I'm hearing now about what's going on at PHS is very concerning to me, and especially that it led to an effort to, you know, preempt that same kind of just ordinary First Amendment activity in the schools is pretty frightening at the school board. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ryan and Ben. I appreciate the time, man.
Thank you very much.